Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we are here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. And move forward means Avanti in Italian. So you learned a new word today, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Yes, there you go. We're starting out fresh. Starting out fresh. So I just said hello to Sarah. Her full name is Sarah Compter. Sarah, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm great. And hi to the audience.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show. We met a little while ago, and I was very excited to meet you. You are kind of a newer entrepreneur, making some really cool things happening in Rochester. And I'm gonna read your bio quickly because it is short enough.
Wow.
Some people give me bios, and they're like extremely long. I'm like, all right, we're going to summarize this. But I'm going to read this, and we're going to dig into behind the curtain of what you're doing in the Rochester community and your business. How's that sound?
Great.
So Sarah Compter spent 15 years building her foundation as an entrepreneur. Her experience working in a big corporate and family business, paired with her service on several nonprofit boards, has prepared her to navigate the unpredictable waters of business ownership. As president and owner of Synect, a Rochester-based firm focused on providing enterprise-level CRM technology and sales resources to small and mid-sized businesses, Sarah is building a squad of creative team members dedicated to getting awesome results for clients. By providing the tools and teams often reserved for companies with big money, Synect is reimagining the way emerging businesses capitalize on opportunities for growth. That just sounds like exciting to say. That was like an exciting bio. So
I'm trying to pull in the exciting words.
Very cool. So a lot of like techno words in there. CRM, right? So CRM stands for customer relationship management tool.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep. Exactly.
Sometimes I say no, there's different words for it, right? Is it CRM or
you hear CRM.
Yeah.
These days in the marketplace, we often hear XRM,
right?
Because the technology behind CRM, which really is a philosophy and a process, not necessarily the technology itself.
Yeah.
XRM sort of represents all of the different processes that you can automate using these technical tools.
Very
so
cool.
We're hearing that more and more these days.
Cool. Well, so let me put it in layman's terms for everybody, because you're really smart. And I'm not, so I can explain it in a very less complex way. How's that sound?
Do it. I will quiz you after.
All right, excellent. So essentially what Sarah's company does is, first of all, you have, you manage a CRM tool for companies.
Correct.
Right? And so that could, people may use, products like Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use ACT back in the
day. Way back when, yep.
Which they did not keep up with the current technology, right? And there's a lot out there, a lot of free ones out there. Yours is Microsoft-based, correct?
Correct.
And then so that was the core of the business. And now you're adding on some really cool services, including an outsourced sales force, pretty
exactly.
much, right?
Exactly.
So someone like me doesn't want to hire salespeople. You have salespeople on your team,
mm-hmm.
and we would work together to train them to sell my product.
You know what, Dave? You should sell my product.
It's not bad, right?
You just did a really great job of describing what it is we do.
I love it. I certainly entertain that, money talks, but I think it's such a great idea because, in today's world, in today's entrepreneurial world, we're outsourcing everything, right? With today's technology, it's amazing. You could be in line at Starbucks and you could be booking a flight. You could be emailing a client. You could be emailing a proposal. I mean, there's so many things you could do,
yep.
right?
Yep.
You could be notifying your network of something new, just all with that little thing in your pocket, right?
Oh.
And so it's pretty darn cool. So and a lot of companies are outsourcing almost everything today: content, freelance this, freelance that. A lot of accounting firms offer contract CFOs.
Yep.
IT, of course, is outsourced all the time. So why not sales?
Yeah, you've heard the term "stick to your knitting," right?
Right.
I think what's happening these days, and this is a big part of what Synect is doing, is helping companies focus on what they're best at.
Yeah.
And taking away that burden of having to manage CRM and the technology there, or taking the burden off of hiring and coaching and managing an inside sales team.
Right.
Right? I think I've learned over the years that it's you're better off if you actually invest in someone who's an expert in what you're trying to do, as opposed to, you know, flying by the seat of your pants trying to do it in-house.
Right, yep. Well, that is one of the, I think, that the key golden rules of being a successful business owner. Because, you know, typically the entrepreneur thinks they have to do everything, right? And, you know, chief cook, bottle washer, bookkeeping, sales, logistics, I mean, everything, right?
Everything.
Taking out the garbage. And ultimately, you know, so, you know, we were talking about Darren Hardy before, and Darren Hardy is a friend and mentor, former publisher of Success Magazine. And that is one of his main golden tenets for business owners, is to find out like the one or two things you do best, and that focus on that, and delegate everything else. And he always says, don't abdicate. Right. Don't abdicate. Delegate, which means, OK, I'm going to delegate bookkeeping, but I still have like a weekly meeting with the person.
Right. You want your finger on the pulse.
Keep
of
your
what's
finger
going
on the pulse.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So you delegate. You don't abdicate. Stick to your knitting, but still know what's going on.
Yeah.
So very, very important stuff. So, Sarah, tell us your story. So you are a business owner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Crazy manic entrepreneur.
True. I literally celebrated my 1-year anniversary of buying the company last week.
Wow.
So
what a great way to celebrate.
Yes,
I'm being an incredible radio show, right?
Exactly. I have a bit of a unique story in the sense that I started work with Synact 7 or 8 years ago. It was actually my dad's company.
Okay.
And he had started it many, many years before that, and it had taken many different iterations over the years.
Yeah.
He started it, it was just a sales and marketing consulting firm, and he was going out and doing big workshops on making sales and marketing more effective. And eventually he realized that it's tough to be a pure consultant. And so that's when he sort of looped in the technology component and said, it's going to be easier for me to get in the door somewhere if I have a tangible product or service that I'm selling.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Even though we know how valuable knowledge is, it's hard sometimes to get companies to invest in consultants.
Yeah. People want to like hold something in their hand. Like, this is what I bought, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So initially, he and his partner at the time actually developed a proprietary CRM application before some of the better known applications today really got their feet under them.
Yeah.
And he sold that for several years, and eventually Microsoft caught up, and so he decided to invest in the Microsoft product, which is why we focus on Microsoft Dynamics CRM, which is a sort of a gorilla in the marketplace, meaning that it is highly customizable, can really be manipulated and customized and changed to support a variety of business needs.
Yeah.
So I joined him after spending 5 or 6 years in commercial banking, actually, and realizing that I wanted to have an opportunity someday to run my own business, to own my own business, to be an entrepreneur. And while I do see myself as a builder, I thought, gosh, it might be a little bit easier if I start with something.
Yeah.
So I partnered with my dad.
Hit the ground running.
Right? Hit the ground running.
If
exactly.
you can't trust your dad, I mean, who can you trust, right?
Totally. Yep. I mean, talk about someone who has your best interests at heart.
Right.
Right? And so
100%.
He was an excellent partner for several years, retired last year when I bought the business.
Yeah.
And so now I've been on my own for the last year, and it is absolutely, it blows your mind.
Yeah.
How much things change for you the second you sign that dotted line.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Your whole, for me anyway,
yep.
my whole perspective, my whole attitude shifted. My whole reason for working changed. And so,
Sarah, hold that thought, because
absolutely.
That is a great thing to talk about. That step off the cliff, right? And I have my own story, and I want to hear more about yours. But we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
A talk radio alternative. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and you are hopefully learning a ton from my guest today already, Sarah Compter from Synact. Sarah has a company that helps companies grow sales with managing a CRM tool, and most recently, her and her team can be your sales force. Imagine not have to deal with your own salespeople every day. This sounds kind of exciting, doesn't it? Let Sarah do it, right? So, but we're talking about you bought the company from your father.
Yes.
And I know the feel. I know exactly what you're talking about. The idea of starting a business and then actually like, oh my God, I am doing this. Two very different emotions, right?
Yes.
So tell us, and I'll share my story with you. But tell it like that, for like you signed the papers,
yeah,
and you own a business. What was that like?
You know, it's funny because leading up to it, obviously I spent these 7 or 8 years with my dad always thinking that I would take over the business. But when it became a reality and we started to talk about the actual transition, I started looking for another job.
Right.
So I said, oh gosh, like I got to be really sure.
Just the fear. Like,
there's fear and just, you know, God, you know, you've watched I've watched my dad for years struggle with different things. I thought, do I want that? I want that? And so I thought I had to be really, really sure.
Are you crazy?
Right. And I wouldn't be sure unless I explored all my possibilities.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I had a job offer in hand that I was able to say, No, I'm going to do this. This is what I was.
You went and tasted the ice cream and said,
exactly,
you know what? The ice cream back at home is a little bit better.
Working for someone else?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no way,
right?
Yep.
So it was a really, it was an important move for me to look at all of my options and to, you know, interview for jobs and put a resume together and do all of those things again.
Just to have those feelings and experiences to validate.
Exactly.
Right?
To make sure that I was doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we made the transition. It was a very amicable, very clean, very exciting transition for me. And my dad was supposed to stick around for 6 months to a year and sort of help us out part-time. And turns out that more and more, he just wanted to be on the golf course and retirement was feeling really good.
Right.
And you know what?
He checked out.
In hindsight, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I needed to do it on my own.
Yeah.
I needed to invest the just the attention and the focus, and I needed to do it my way.
Yeah. It forced you to do that.
It forced me to do that. And I think that's part of why we've been so successful in this first year, is because I just chased after the strategy I had been considering.
You had to find a way.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So we're talking about before that, you know, you're not a Rochester native.
No.
But we've embraced you and adopted you, right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that we could call you a Rochesterian now.
I think we can. Yeah. I think we can.
You're in. I've
lived here longer than I lived anywhere else.
You're in the club.
Yep.
You're
exactly.
in the club. But tell us about some of your experiences on, you know, kind of getting into the Rochester business world. I know you're on the Small Business Council board, or
starting next year on the board.
Very cool.
Yep.
I did that about 10 years ago, and that helped me meet a lot of people as well. So just tell us, you know, so as a, you know, a young professional wants to get more and more integrated into Rochester's business world, and it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
You know, you've been doing this for a long time. Tell us, you know, give us some advice of like your experience and journey, and some advice for some others that are trying to knock on that door and get in the Rochester business community.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I first moved here, I actually tried to embrace the young professional scene, because I thought at the time, you know, I was, I don't know, late 20s, and I thought, you know, I wanted to meet other young people.
Yeah.
And what I found, and that was probably 2008-ish, 2009-ish, well, the economy had kind of taken a bit of a dive at that point. There were a lot of people looking for jobs on the market. And so initially, I was going to these events and everyone was looking for jobs.
Right.
And it was great to chat with people and connect with people and learn about their experiences.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually feeding the hunger I had to learn from others and to, you know, find the people who could help pull me along.
Right.
Yep. And so I started at that point going to more business-oriented events. The Small Business Council was one. Going to chamber events. Digital Rochester has been a good group for me, obviously being in the technology business.
Yep.
And what I found is that the people who are attending these events are super smart, savvy business owners themselves.
Yep.
And so it was very obvious that if I cultivated some of these relationships, that people were going to do their best to help me.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one of the things I've found absolutely remarkable about Rochester, is that everybody is sort of part of this family, and folks really want to take care of each other more here than anywhere else I've lived. And I've, you know, spent a lot of time in the DC area, where you think, oh, that's a hotbed of business and a hot, you know, there's so much opportunity there. Yeah, but there's so many people there doing their own thing and focused on themselves and chasing after the golden ticket. That
a little more transient too, right?
More transient, exactly. And here, people are here because they're living their lives here. They're here because they grew up here, because they want to raise their kids here, because they see themselves dying here, as morbid as that sounds.
Right, yeah.
I think there's more accountability and more focus on developing other people in the area. And so I've had a tremendous experience in terms of connecting with some of the, you know, smartest business people in the area. They've been really, really terrific.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and you're right. I mean, you know, there's so many great organizations to knock on the door of. You're in the Small Business Council. Chamber of Commerce is, you know, affiliated with them, obviously. I'm in Rotary, which is another great organization. Digital Rochester, which is super, super fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, they have an event coming up that we're both going to.
That's right.
So we'll give DR a little plug. But a friend of mine, Stephen Wessner, who produces my podcast, is coming to town on November 9th. It's a Digital Rochester event, and you could go to digitalrochester.com to learn more about it. It's I believe it's at Locust Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's at Locust Hill, November 9th. But that's another you know, just really great resource. Digital Rochester is, they're just bringing in great speakers and events, and events that I have too. I've always partnered with them, and that's another thing about Rochester, is we're always partnering with each other. You know, the high tide raises all the ships is like, should be Rochester's tagline, because you're right. We are all, you know, we have our own little ecosystem here, and we all care about each other.
Yeah. And you know what? We do a great job in Rochester of pairing educational opportunities with networking opportunities. So this Digital Rochester event with Stephen is a great example of that. There's this workshop and we're going to learn from Stephen, but we're also going to learn from each other and network and meet each other.
Yep.
Small Business Council does a great job with those boot camps, right? We do 9 boot camps a year where you learn something new every single month, and yet you're there with your you know, business colleagues and you're asking questions and you're learning from their experiences. And I think that's how we connect, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'll give an example then. It's very incestuous relationships here. I mean, I met a guy named Mike Kachechki through the
Mike.
You know Mike? So he was on, I met him years ago through the Business Council, the Small Business Council. And last night, I spoke in his class. He teaches a marketing class at St. John Fisher. And he asked me to be the guest speaker. So it all intertwined.
He actually did the SBC boot camp just yesterday.
He did that yesterday, he's telling me.
And asked me to do one of his classes in the spring.
See, there you go.
So, you know.
Hi, Mike. I hope you're listening. And you know, Mike's a great guy. And he's actually in a mastermind group, too, that I have as well. So, and actually he talked to me last night that he thinks he should be on the radio show too.
He should be.
You think so?
Oh yeah. I think we could probably,
I was debating, but I think we'll go for it.
You know, I just think it takes us back to that idea that, you know, you hear 6 degrees of separation, that whole Kevin Bacon game, right?
I think in Rochester it's like 2.
Oh, tops.
Yeah. You're either related to the person or you know them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, coming here, my grandparents came from Italy and like had 9 kids. And so I would go to weddings growing up and I'd be like, oh, hey,
who
Dad.
Are you? You
know, I mean, yeah, that, well, it worked out more like, hey, Dad, that, you know, that girl's really cute. And he's like,
yeah, you're related.
Yeah, stay away from her. That's your cousin. I'm like, oh, darn it, you know?
That's awesome.
So tell us a little bit more about your company. So you've been doing it for a year.
Yep.
And I just want to hear about the journey. What, you know, like the growing, I'll say, opportunities, challenges.
Yeah.
You know, tell us a little bit about that if you don't mind.
Sure. So our core business, as Dave mentioned, we are focused on the implementation and support of Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes us a little different in that world is that we do it in an all-inclusive service and support model.
Mm.
So most of my competitors in the marketplace, they charge by the hour for professional services. So
right.
You go out and buy your software, you in the cloud or what have you, and then they charge you by the hour to design it, customize it, migrate your data, write your reports, support your people, all of that jazz.
Right.
We kind of said that's really hard for small and mid-sized businesses. It's unpredictable. It's conflict-ridden. Let's do it differently.
Yeah.
And so we do a full-blown subscription model where you wrap in all of your service and all of your software, and it's a bundled price, and you don't have any of those risks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead of Salesforce, you would use this.
The Dynamics product.
Dynamics. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's a fantastically, hate to use the word, dynamic program.
Good name for it.
And there are so many ways you can leverage this technology to automate different processes in your organization. We have clients who are using CRM less for the traditional sales and marketing management, pipeline management, activity management, and more for other critical business processes.
Yeah.
Things you would never think to be managed in CRM, but we have this capacity for developing. So that's really,
like
really fun.
Like email marketing.
Email marketing, or I have clients who are managing performance and time in the system.
Yeah.
I have clients who are managing full like work order production, you know, quote and...
Yeah.
And quotes and orders and invoices. So lots of capacity for leveraging this tool for unique needs.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
Tool, could it be for a solo entrepreneur or is it more for medium-sized companies?
I have a client who has just one user that they have just themselves.
Yeah.
I would argue that even solo entrepreneurs can really benefit from having a tool that helps them to standardize and automate and optimize what they do every day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what these tools can do.
Yeah.
You know, I think from an investment perspective, that can be challenging for a single entrepreneur, but there's something to be said for using something. So whether it's my tool or whether it's, you know, you've mentioned early on, there's free CRMs on the market. Get started with something.
Yeah.
Start early.
Yeah.
Creating those processes and those standards for yourself so that as you grow, as you add people, you know, you're set for that growth. You're really thinking like a bigger company already.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge. A huge chunk of what we do is just support our clients in an ongoing way.
Yeah.
CRM and the use of CRM is very evolutionary,
right?
It's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
So we're kind of holding your hand every step of the way.
Yeah.
So we've done that for years and years and years. And, you know, in the last 6 months, I started to hear more and more and more from clients that they were struggling in the very early stages of the sales process. So I'd go out and talk to them about CRM and how CRM could help them manage these processes and, you know, oh, you can track your pipeline and your activities. And all of a sudden, yeah, but can you like help me find the leads?
Right.
I mean, I'm struggling to even have the information to put into CRM.
Right.
Right. We're just a few people. We don't have that resource internally. And I kept hearing this over and over and again. And I thought, you know what? There's a gap here for small and mid-sized businesses.
Yeah.
There are big call centers out there. There are big companies out there who do offer services like this. But a lot of times you have to invest in a full-time person.
Yeah, they cost a lot of money.
They cost a lot of money, or it's offshore.
Yeah.
And
you want to understand them.
People in Rochester want that local flavor sometimes, especially if they're targeting local.
You want to have that Rochester accent.
Exactly,
right?
So we decided to capitalize on something we were already doing internally. I already had a fellow on my team who was doing that early lead generation, lead qualification process for me.
Yeah.
He was, you know, cleaning up leads in the system, really making sure all of our data was accurate, making outbound phone calls. I think you got one of those outbound phone calls.
That's how I met you. Great guy. Like I said, I rarely take those calls, but there was something about him that I said, all right, well, hear this guy out.
And you said it was partially because he was local,
and
right?
And absolutely. So, yeah, he's like a Rochester guy. All right, let me hear him out. I won't hang up on him.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, he makes calls for me. He follows up with email. He leverages social media, trying to set appointments for me.
What's his name? You want to call him out?
Jason Haynes.
All right, here we go.
He's my all-star.
He's the man.
He is the man.
We just made his day. Come on.
Totally. So Jason was already doing this internally for us, and I thought, gosh, we can leverage this.
Yeah.
We know it works.
Yeah.
Let's help other businesses capitalize on this experience.
Right.
And so we launched this program. We call it Managed Inside Sales, and it's really an outsourced team of, we're calling them relationship builders.
Yep.
And so these, we develop a unique program for you. Could be that we're making outbound phone calls. Could be that we're doing more of an email and social media strategy.
Yep.
You know, could be a variety of things. We might have a variety of goals. In many cases, it's appointment setting, but it could be phone appointments. It could be video appointments. It could be in-person appointments. We have one client for whom we're actually doing the whole sales process.
Right.
We're closing the deals.
Wow.
Because it's all phone and email based.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting because we launched the product or service, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and there's been a lot of interest in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And it's a much quicker sales cycle than CRM, to be honest with you. So it's been a really nice complement to the CRM side.
Yeah.
Especially because for organizations who want to take advantage of the managed inside sales, but who don't have CRM yet, we're spinning up a version of Microsoft Dynamics for them so that they can see the results.
Right.
Right? So now they're getting that glimpse into what CRM can do for them as well. So it dovetails very nicely in our business.
Right. Sarah, you know, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. And what I'm hoping is that you'll be a little bit more passionate for the rest of it.
Stop, Dave.
I can't tell that you like what you do.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh. You can see us, the smile from ear to ear.
You're so mellow. I'm about to fall asleep. We'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
The Home Depot presents this Sports Flash powered by SB Nation Radio on 1310 WOKR. Major League Baseball yesterday, the New York Yankees take Game 5 against the Houston Astros in the ALCS. A 5-0 victory. Spectacular pitching performance from Masahiro Tanaka. He goes 7 innings, giving up 3 hits, no runs. He struck out 8. Gary Sanchez, a home run in the ball game. Aaron Judge was 1-for-3 with an RBI and a couple of runs. Didi Gregorius, good from the 4 spot. And the Yankees go back to Houston with a 3-2 lead. Buffalo Sabres on the ice tomorrow at home. They have the Vancouver Canucks. The Brooklyn Nets yesterday lose the first game of their NBA season to the Indiana Pacers, 140-131. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot. I'm Matt Harab on 1310 WOKR.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, and I'm here with Sarah Compter. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Great.
So we're going to try to get you to be a little more lively because you really don't like your company, your product, or just life that much.
Yeah, Dave's here scooping me off the pavement.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, totally kidding. She's oozing passion and excitement and massively gregarious about what she's doing. So Sarah, company Synact, she manages a contact manager, contact relationship management system tool for companies, for sales and marketing, and now just opened up a division where she will be your sales staff, not only Sarah, but her team. And so if you don't want to have your own sales team, I love the idea. I mean, it's super, I think you have to get ready for explosive growth.
I'm banking on it.
Seriously, I mean, that's going to be, I think that's going to be your struggle slash opportunity.
Yeah.
It's just managing the growth.
You know what? I can tell you with certainty that is going to be a challenge. It's already a challenge. I launched the service 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I've got 2 relationship builders now. I'm trying to hire 2 more if you're at all interested. If this sounds like something you might
if you are a salesperson that wants to work for a great company and a great person named Sarah.
Check out our website. That's synact.net. S-Y-N-A-C-T.net.
There you go.
There are job postings there. So we're already well aware that we need to add to our team.
Yeah.
And it's hard. You know, we're a boutique shop. When I bought the company from my dad, I scaled us all the way back to just me and Jason, actually.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just slowly kind of building from there. And part of that is because I've wanted to engage in my own strategy, right? I wanted to make sure that I was playing this the way I wanted to play it.
Strip it down and rebuild it with
exactly.
your DNA.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're doing that, and it's...
Jason was psyched that he made the cut.
He was.
Yeah,
but there was no way I could do it without him. So, he's...
How long has he been with the company for?
Gosh, I think between 3 and 4 years now.
Okay.
And he started just doing sales for us.
Yeah.
And actually has grown into one of my critical customer service team members.
Yeah.
So he provides end user support to all of our CRM clients and, you know, has really come a long way in terms of his learning there.
Right.
Which is fun. That's part of, I think, the fun of working for a small business is that you do get to sometimes wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
Get to have different learning experiences, put your fingers in different pots, that kind of thing. So fortunately for me, the folks who I've brought on have been pretty darn good at juggling a few balls.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, if you've thought this out, but so let's say, 6 months from now, now you have like 10 clients that want your outsourced sales team services. Mm-hmm. Now, Jason is only one guy, right?
Yeah,
he only has so much wattage and you're a new person.
Yep.
You know, what are your thoughts about managing that effectively where you're able to create these customized and focused programs for each company? I mean, I think that's what's going to get, exciting to develop and make it happen. But also, as you think about it right now, you're probably like,
scary.
All right, where's that glass of wine?
Yeah, you know, so, exactly.
But what are you thinking about that?
So, you know, our strategy on this is to utilize folks who are not necessarily looking for full-time work. Mm. We're looking for people who want part-time positions because we want each person to manage a maximum of 2 clients. Mm. And the reason for that is because we want them to be very focused.
Yeah.
We really want them to have that dedicated mindset. And I think if you start adding more than 2 relationships, that gets pretty challenging.
Right.
Jason actually made the point to me recently. He said, God, I was kind of Elmer Fudding it on the call the other day because I was thinking, oh gosh, who was I calling for?
Right.
He was pinch hitting for me and he was actually working 3 different clients at once. And
right.
So,
yeah.
You know, someone calls you back.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, as it turns out. People call you back.
Yep.
And you think, oh gosh, who's this for?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we're finding is that, you know,
maximum
of 2 clients, which is nice. Because then our customers feel like they have that dedicated resource.
Yeah. They want to feel special.
Exactly. So we're going to hopefully add, you know, relationship builders as we grow our customer base.
Yeah.
And I'm already thinking pretty strategically about how I'm going to manage that sort of division,
right?
Because I think it could grow really quickly.
Yeah, I know it could.
And we want to make sure that we offer these customized programs.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm looking to hire people who aren't just, you know, aren't just telesalespeople, just dialing for dollars, but people who have some business acumen, people who can think strategically about an organization and their process and how they can help, how they can play a role there.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the things that are going to pop up for me, we're an entirely remote workforce right now.
Yeah.
Everybody works from home, which is a really nice benefit.
Yeah.
But as we grow, we're going to want to be able to capitalize on shared learning opportunities and bounce ideas off of each other. And so I think, you know, there's a very good chance that we're going to be looking for office space soon for this team.
Yep.
And I'm really excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very exciting. You're in Webster.
Yes.
Where life is worth living.
Where exactly.
It's everywhere else. It's just this drudgery,
worthless.
Right?
Yeah. Totally.
That always made me laugh. Yeah. I lived in Webster for a while. My parents moved there for a while, and out of college, I lived there, and I would smile every time I saw that sign.
I mean, it beats Penfield, the town of planned progress.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, years ago, when the Irondequoit Mall was built, so they put up a sign, and it said, "Welcome to Irondequoit, home of the Irondequoit Mall." I'm like, don't they have more than that? You know, and it probably was not a good tagline to you know, bet on in retrospect, right?
No.
So, but now that's going to be an exciting place, it looks like.
Yeah, I was just reading about some of the development over there.
Yeah, they're going to make some fun things happen.
Yeah, very cool.
So getting back to you, so you are dynamic. You seem like you're so excited about what you're doing. You're very smart. What do you do to stay on top of your game? What are some of your personal habits to, like, you know, you come in here and I think, you're leaving a trail of fire. I mean, you are, like, excited about life. So how do you stay that way? Is it in your DNA or the water you drink or what's going on?
I do on some level think it's in my DNA. I think some of that is just who you are.
Good chemical balance.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That being said, you know, there are certainly things you can do, habits you have and processes that you leverage to be effective, right? One thing I do is obviously we're a CRM company, so I'm a big believer in documenting things and tracking things
and
automating processes where you can.
You're somewhat compliant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I build as much as I can into CRM so that I can keep track of all of the things I'm doing at any given time.
Right.
Right. And CRM does a great job of reminding me when I need to follow up with people or show up somewhere or send in a proposal or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
So I really do leverage. I say we eat our own dog food, right? I mean, we really do depend very much on the CRM product.
Yeah.
More generally speaking, I think, you know, week to week, I kind of look ahead and I say, all right, what are the big goals every week? And I write them down.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm a big believer that what gets written down gets done.
Yep.
And I've always been more effective when I've done that. And so my new habit is to write it big and bold on a whiteboard in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think one of the ways I stay positive is recognizing that 80% is successful for me, right? Yeah. If I can get 80% of those things done on the whiteboard,
right,
that's a success. If I get 100% done, I have knocked the ball out of the park.
Home run.
And one of the things I've noticed about other folks sometimes is that they're disappointed if they don't hit that 100%.
Yeah.
And there's always so many things that pop up unexpectedly that you have to manage. You have to just cut yourself a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
If I were disappointed every time I didn't do all five things on my list, I would lose a lot of energy.
Right.
Right? So I try to look at it as...
Yeah, I mean, it's a difference between, being a complete perfectionist and being okay with, like, you know what, 80% was darn good this
week.
Yeah.
You know, I look at those five things and I say, well, that's really a stretch goal, right?
Yeah.
So I think that has been really important for me. And I think the other big thing and the thing that keeps me really motivated is surrounding myself with a really solid support network.
Yeah.
So, and I would say that's both on the business side and on the personal side. So business-wise, I'm constantly looking for people who can teach me something, right? Sitting down with you, Dave. I mean, there's so many people.
I can teach you what not to do.
Well, that is probably more helpful than teaching
Very
me what
true.
To do.
I'll save you a lot of time.
Exactly. You tell me everything you did wrong, and I'll avoid those things like
exactly.
the plague.
You will save like 10 years right there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think that's been huge for me, especially because we're a small company, because I don't have this giant team around me.
Yep.
I need to find those mentors and advocates and, you know, brilliant people outside of my organization.
Yep.
And so I try really hard to do that. So I am not one to turn down lunch or turn down, getting together to just talk shop. I mean, to me, I'm always going to pull something out of those conversations.
Yep.
Plus, the more people you know, the more people you know.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's been big for me. And then on the personal side, I have some really special people in my life who I can unload on.
Yeah.
And that has been huge for me.
Yeah.
People who've been with me every step of the way, who really get what I'm going through, who are going through not the same thing on their side, but certainly similar things on their side. And, you know, who I trust and who love me and who support me. And that has been...
Your true blues.
Yeah. Yep. My tribe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those people have made this possible.
Yeah.
One of my dearest friends, Nancy, you know who you are. She does a great job of just telling me that I'm awesome.
Right.
You do a good job of that too, Dave. If anyone's ever gotten an email from Dave.
Every time you email me. My signature says, you're awesome.
We need to hear that sometimes.
Who doesn't like to be told you're awesome?
Who doesn't like that?
You know?
And
if you look around my office, I have signs all over the place that says you're awesome.
You're
who
awesome.
Doesn't like to be called you're awesome?
One of our core values, actually, the first core value is be awesome.
Wow.
So
we're going to get along just fine.
We're going to be great. Yeah. great friends. I think I know I depend on hearing that. I have a lot of self-confidence, obviously, and I do a good job of taking care of myself and knowing that I'm effective and treating myself to that, you know, for those things sometimes, but you just want to hear it from other people that you're working hard and then someone's noticing.
A little pat on the back.
Exactly. Yep. So I think that's been huge for me, and that's a big part of the... of maintaining the energy.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if I told you today, but you are awesome.
Oh, I needed it today. I did.
You're feeling good. No, someone told me that one day, and Dave, you're awesome. And I was like, wow.
How good did that feel?
I needed that, you know?
Yep.
So I was like, who doesn't like to be told you're awesome? So I put that on my email signature. I have signs all over my office here that says you're awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit, you might laugh at this. Sometimes I take it off the email signature.
Depending on
who it is. Yeah, yeah. Because some people...
Note, if you ever get an email from Dave
it doesn't say
you're awesome.
I'm not feeling that. Like, some people are just like, you know, just not nice. Maybe they did something, kind of cruel. And I'm emailing them back. And I'm like, you know what? You are not awesome today.
Right.
So I'm not...
So you're not indiscriminate about it.
I'm not a liar. Well, some people say like, oh, Dave, I felt really special because, you know, you had that. But then I realized that that's kind of your standard signature. And I say, well, just so you know, I take it off sometimes, you know?
Right. I'm going to be on the lookout.
Yeah. You're like, what did I do to piss off Dave, you know?
Oh, funny.
Yeah, I have a feeling I won't take it off with you. So very, very excited for you. So that's great. So, you know, really utilizing your personal network. And it sounds like as you are ramping up your company, you're probably going to be looking for even more of a network that can, you know, people that have been there and done that. So as you hire 10 new people next year, or as, you know, you hire some people that don't work out.
Yep.
Or you want to have your people that are working out like Jason, you know, continue to be engaged and take ownership of the company with you. And obviously there's a lot of great strategies to do that. We talked about some, I mean, locally, I was an EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, for many years. And then, you know, there is Vistage, there's YPO, Young Presidents Organization. There's a lot of different organizations that are there, you know, and even if you just reach out to people in the Small Business Council, you know, and you know, if you read the book Think and Grow Rich, one of the key messages from that book is create a mastermind alliance.
Yep.
And I have people on my mastermind alliance, and they don't even know.
They don't even know. Right.
Yeah, you know, and like, so to give you an example, so Arunas Jasonis, who, you know, founder of Paytech and did quite well, you know, I don't think I've ever officially told him he's on my Mastermind Alliance, but he's been so great to me over the years that I, whenever I would call him to have coffee and pick his brain, he says yes.
He'd show up.
Yeah, Dick Kaplan. In fact, Tom Galisano, when I first started my company back in 95, I was this 25-year-old punk kid, and I met his assistant, and I said, do you think Tom would go out to lunch with me so I could pick his brain? And she said, I'll ask him. Can't hurt. Well, wouldn't you know? He said, yes. And we went out to Northside Inn back in 1995. And I spent like 2 hours with him. I brought my handy dandy notebook and took tons of notes. And he actually gave me some ideas that literally changed the course of my business planning. And he even bought lunch. And since then, you know, he's still on my cell phone, and I, you know, and I could call him. And so, you know, I don't know if I've ever officially told him he's in my Mastermind Alliance.
You are now, though.
I guess so. Tom, if you're listening, thank you. Arunas, Dick Kaplan, all you guys, appreciate it. Phil Saunders. I mean, all these guys that I've read. Lauren Dixon is another one. You know, are they on my, are they on a specific committee? No, but yeah, I reach out to them, and they take my calls, and it's been incredible. So, so guess what?
What?
We are almost out of time.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that a bummer? It went fast.
So fast.
I know.
Well, now I have to come back.
You have to come back. Exactly. Exactly. But before we go, Sarah, if people want to get in touch with you to just like meet you because you're so awesome and or want to learn more about your company or things that you're doing or pick your brain, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You know, email is probably the best way. And of course, this is going to be awkward as I spell out my email address, but it's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H dot Compter, C-O-M-P-T-E-R at Synact, S-Y-N-A-C-T .net. And then, of course, you can also text or call me on my cell phone. It's area code 410. I know, not Rochester.
You got to switch.
491-2122. So 410-491-2122.
Yep.
Check us out on our website. I mean, I'm, like, as we've talked about today, I'm always up for getting together, meeting new people, learning from others.
And so. I will attest that she's very friendly, folks. So very, very friendly.
I smile a lot.
A lot of good smiles. A lot of good smiles. She sent me her headshot to promote the radio shows. Very good smile.
Oh, thanks.
Very good smile. Very awesome smile.
Awesome.
And if you are driving and you didn't write down Sarah's info, feel free just to email me. Could probably remember my email address, david@davidmamano.com. And I will connect you, no problem. So, Sarah, thanks again.
This is such my pleasure, honestly.
So great to have you on the show. I wish you continued success.
Thank
you. As you take over Rochester with your sales domination. Love it.
Thank you.
And thanks everyone else for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. And would love to contact you or you know, contact me if you know anybody that should be on the show. So if listeners, if you know any business owners or business movers and shakers that I should be talking to, once again, send me an email at david@davidmamano.com. And thank you so much. You're listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show, and hopefully you will hear us again soon. Have a great day.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.